take care of the protocol?
Davante Adams is making progress, but he still has not cleared the protocol.
Is there a deadline for when he has to clear by to be available, or can you go right up to kickoff, or how's that work?
I mean, really, you know, when you deal with the doctor's availability and scheduling, with it being a away game, I would say tomorrow by the time we get on the plane would be a fair deadline.
Mike, with coming off of the Thursday night game and having kind of the extra time, do you feel like you kind of maximized that time physically, mentally, that the team got out of that, what it needed here going into the next game?
Yes, I do. I feel like it's been a good week. Today is, you know, clean up, just some, you know, odds and ends, just coming from the quarterback, you know, play call sheet meeting, just a couple adjustments to formations and, you know, we've been working on 2-minute today, both offense and defense. Special teams is in a review mode. And but, yeah, the Tuesday was our extra day, and having a chance to work exclusively on Sel Scott that more than you would do in a normal week. So it's been a very productive week.
Mike, when we were down at practice, Ty wasn't down there yet. Was he able to do any team stuff?
Or? Ty Montgomery worked in the indoor portion of practice. So – And did participate in the team periods. So did not participate in the team periods.
Do you think you have your O-line intact for the first time?
We'll see. Don't have all the information. I'm like, just as I stated earlier in the week, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and then today obviously is the cleanup day, and practice tomorrow we'll answer those questions.
How do you think those guys will come along for the first few days of practice, though?
Good. No, real good. I'm happy with the progress that we've made health-wise. We're getting better. It's energy was good. So, you know, it's just getting ready to go. I'm more focused on, you know, cleaning up the little things that we need to. And today's we have the stay program at the end of the day, so that'll definitely help all the injured guys.
Like, how good is it just to get yourself back on a full week to get all the work that you normally would get going into this game versus the league?
Part of the conversation Tuesday, frankly. I mean, that's part of the outlook division of the second quarter of the season. Having a full week, you know, getting 7-day routines. We're all the players, coaches, everybody involved. It likes the regularity of a 7-day week, and you get the continuity, and a lot of good things come out of that. So, it was great to have that this week, and that's definitely the preference.
They've revamped their secondary quite a bit since you played them back in January. Are they doing anything differently, or is it basically the same scheme with different guys doing it?
Well, I mean, there's the scheme. You know, the origin of the scheme is the same. I mean, they're going to have, you know, they're going to have, you know, a number of calls for us, and you know the way they, you know, they tilt towards concepts. I mean, people play the same coverages. Now they're going to play the same coverages, but it's really the adjustments within the coverage, and they'll overplay your concepts. I mean, that's the scheme game within the game. I think, you know, you got to watch just throwing, you know, blanket statements on a, you know, three shell coverage, but you know, based on matchups is a big part of every week. But they're going to play their scheme, and they were very aggressive, particularly in our second game down there in the playoff game. So that's kind of the game we're getting ready to play.